This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning suggesting delaying November's presidential election because of the pandemic rather than allow mail-in voting as an option. The president tweeting this morning that that would lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The president said the election should be delayed until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Political analyst Greg Valliere says no president has the constitutional authority to delay a presidential election.
The president does not have authority to do this. The House of Representatives controls the logistics of an election, and it's pretty unlikely that they would agree to delaying this election.
He was speaking by phone to CBS this morning. The government says the nation's economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history in the year's second quarter. The Dow's been down over 300 points this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Some breaking news at this hour. We're just learning that former Republican presidential candidate and Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain is dead at 74. He died this morning in an Atlanta hospital where he had been since July 1st after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Again, Herman Cain is dead at 74. The Los Angeles area jolted by a preliminary magnitude 4.5 earthquake early this morning. It struck right around 4:30 a.m. It was centered in the eastern San Fernando Valley area. There have been reports of moderate aftershocks, but there are no reports of any significant damage or injury so far.
Engine ignition, 2, 1.
An Atlas V rocket has launched this morning from Cape Canaveral.
And liftoff. As the countdown to Mars continues, the perseverance of humanity launching the next generation of robotic explorers to the red planet.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Many experts say be careful where you're getting your COVID-19 information. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there seems to be no antidote in sight for the outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths. Officials say Russians are spreading fake news by social media. President Trump tweeted a doctor in a video that promoted hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Emmanuel said you don't need masks and you don't need people to be locked down. In actuality, federal regulators last month revoked their authorization of the drug as an emergency treatment amid growing evidence it doesn't work and has deadly side effects. Social media began removing the video from President Trump for violating policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Many of the claims in Emmanuel's video are widely disputed by medical experts. Other hoaxes say the virus isn't real or that it's a bioweapon created by the U.S., One hoax claimed the new 5G towers were spreading the virus through microwaves.
And Dunkin' is putting its coffee into a couple of new flavors of cereal. It's teaming up with Post, and starting next month, people will be able to pick up mocha latte or caramel macchiato flavored cereal at their local grocery store. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information, as always, on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. John Guandolo is back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to him. We need some common sense. We need a heavy dose of common sense and reason, and to really help you ferret out and, you know, discern all the fake news that is out there and the sleight of hand that's going on. As John said, you know, he says it's never about the issue. Now think about this for just a moment, and he's going to explain in just a moment what Black Lives Matter, what Antifa is all about, all the stuff that the fake news and mainstream media, sadly, mainstream media that is supposed to be that incredible, critical fourth rail of our governmental operation. This is why it was so important for our founding fathers to make sure that there was freedom of the press. John Guandolo, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir? John, are you there?
Doing great. I am here, and I am good. Doing great, Bill. Great to be back on with you.
Always. Never about the issue, is it?
It never is, and this is a really important point to make with especially your listeners, who I know, because of what you do and the times I've been on, they understand this probably more than most. But this point is really important because everything we're seeing, you know, Steve Coughlin calls it the other isms. It's the things that the enemy talks about that have nothing to do with what they're talking about. And so whether we're talking about border security and they're coming against it for whatever reasons, it's never about that. It is about weakening our country. When they talk about, you know, pick an issue, racism, what's going on has nothing to do with George Floyd in Minnesota. It has everything to do with advancing their communist movement, advancing the Islamic movement. That's what it's about. And if we can keep focused on that and remember that the people we're dealing with, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, these are communist organizations. And if a listener is going to decide, I'm going to believe what Black Lives Matter leadership and Antifa leadership is saying, I think then you're a fool. Because they're communists and they're enemies of liberty.
So, well, how do you reconcile, John, when they say burn it down, in one side of their mouth, and the other side, they're, you know, it's interesting because when you listen to what they say, they're pretty straightforward about it. They want to bury, you know, burn it down, tear down everything that we know as America. But the mainstream media says they're just peaceful protesters, you know, exercising their constitutional right. I mean, they're not the ones saying it. It's the mainstream media. It's the politicians. It's the Democrats that are saying this.
Right. So you've got a number of pieces here that you've just brought up. So first of all, the media is the propaganda arm for the communist movement. And they are part of the movement. They're a very important part of the movement. And I believe, and we've actually talked about it with some senior legal folks, including people that are working with the administration, there is a legal action. If you can demonstrate, and we can, there's already plenty of evidence that's already been made public, that the media knowingly is helping people who are conspiring to overthrow the government. That's a crime. Mm-hmm. That's a federal crime. And when we can demonstrate they're not just expressing, this is not just a free press issue. This is they are knowingly advancing a hostile conspiracy to overthrow the government, which is the communist movement, the Islamic movement. That they can be charged for that.
John, break down the John. That's important, you know, because I got to tell you, people. This is really kind of blowing some people's minds, you know, because we've been pointing out the obvious. Every time you come on, we talk about not only the existential, but the domestic threat, the intrinsic threat that is here. It's no longer offshore. It is living amongst us. And people are still trying to get their brains around. For some reason, they think the American way of life, the U.S. Constitution, 244 years of history, is impenetrable. But we're seeing all these obvious signs. I mean, this is what you do for a living. And you've been on the rooftops like the watchmen, yelling and screaming. And America just seems to think like, oh, it's okay. We're going to be all right. But every other nation that has experienced this kind of takeover said exactly the same thing.
That's right. This is what we are experiencing is textbook communism. Mm-hmm. And this is how it unfolds. And it is, I agree with you, people who are ignorant of that or... I will say there are a lot of people that just psychologically can't digest the fact that this is happening. So there is a part of it that's that, and I do understand that. But that doesn't change the fact that it's happening.
Exactly.
And the fact that, you know, if you break down, you've got three key pieces here. You've got the communists themselves, and if you look at, like, take Portland, and say you've got 1,000 people, you might only have 100 or less who are actually card-carrying communists, real communist members. But they are they're the leaders. They're leading the logistics. They're leading how things are running, everything about what's going on, not only on the street, but especially what's being put out to the media, because the information campaign is key. Then you've got the useful idiots, which are all the other people out there on the street.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But even they, and it doesn't matter if at the end of the day they come home and look in the mirror and think what they're doing is righteous. They are advancing the communist cause here in the United States. But the most important people for our enemies are the controlled opposition. And these are the people who should be on our side, on the side of patriots and liberty-loving Americans. And the controlled opposition in this war is the establishment Republicans. Mm-hmm. And by either doing nothing or failing to understand the threat and regurgitating communist narratives, like when George W. Bush says America is systemically racist, or Nikki Haley says that, or you have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs or the Secretary of Defense or retired four-star generals openly confronting the President of the United States, that's controlled opposition. They are batting for the other team. Mm-hmm. And if those weren't huge red star clusters, you know, big red neon signs for people to say we have a major, major problem, I don't know what else is, but that's how this works.
Yes.
And I think to get to your point, I think it's the biggest problem is there is not an understanding that these are communists And communists always act along doctrinal communist lines.
Mm-hmm.
So when people, for instance, on social media say, you know, why isn't the media, just stop right there. Because the media is the propaganda arm for the communist movement, period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Stop asking why they are or are not doing things. They're doing it because that's what they do. That's mm-hmm. what this is.
Well, that's the point. It's not even asking why. It's just understanding that they are doing it. Right, John?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, we've got to go to break. John Guandolo is here breaking this down, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this is making sense to you and bringing some clarity to what has been confusing, because that's what it is. Whether we're talking about COVID, whether we're talking about the Russians or Chinese, it is all cloudy and it's on purpose, let me tell you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Some someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour in our conversation with the founder and president of Understanding the Threat. John Guandolo continues with us. John, you mentioned as part of the elements that are disturbing the force here and attacking our very way of life is the controlled opposition. And I want to focus on that in just a moment, because the controlled opposition can be quite telling. You say established Republicans, but it's also those Democrats and the Democratic Party by what they're not saying. And I think that that's quite telling, whether you're considering and trying to discern what's going on, as much as what you're hearing from, you know, people like Black Lives Matter or Antifa says, hey, we're going to burn it down, burn it down. You know, to me, it's kind of like the Palestinians who say to the Israelis, we want you dead and gone and never to be remembered. You know, that's pretty clear, I think. You know, I don't think there's any big debate about that. So I get that. And we're getting the same thing here with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and these anarchists and Marxists that are running rampant in our streets. And then they claim foul because, local officials aren't playing by the rules, but Donald Trump won't have it and says, you guys forgot there are federal rules that come into play here and we're not going to allow you to happen. So he brings courageous people onto the scene and they clear it up, and then they're complaining, well, that's not fair, you know, they're wearing military uniforms, you know, the very same people that are burning and looting and destroying property that are wearing black garb, face mask, and this is not to protect them from COVID, it's to make sure that we don't identify them, along with helmets and umbrellas to block out the cameras and everything like that. But they're claiming foul, like as if the United States is not playing fair in their game of America's destruction.
Right, but let's go back to what we said in the very beginning. It's not about the issue. Mm-hmm. They don't, you know, it's not about how we're engaging them. This is about what they're doing is about advancing the communist movement. And again, you've got the real communist leaders on the ground, and then you've got a wide variety of useful idiots. And some of them may legitimately be whining, and some of them may just be doing it to make a show that it doesn't matter. And from the communist playbook, it doesn't matter whether the useful idiots fully understand what they're doing. As a matter of fact, it's better they don't. What does matter is that the cause is advanced.
Yes.
And that's it. And communists operate along doctrinal communist lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to remember. So the thing is never the thing. It's not about racism. When it comes to border security, do you think that they care about immigrants? They don't care about immigrants. It's not about immigrants and their families. Nothing to do with that. When it comes to COVID, you know, the forcing people to wear a mask has nothing to do with public safety from the communist perspective. And the fact that they can get nitwit governors like the governor of Texas to go along with it and believe that it actually has some public benefit, when you've got, you know, 139,000 people who have died from COVID since December,
mm-hmm.
versus the national impact of what we're doing and the numbers of people who have died from other things and the health of long-term mask wearing and all that. I don't want to go down that road, but the bottom line is it's not about public safety. It's never about the issue.
Right.
That's the point.
This isn't happening by accident, right? I mean, contravening forces were able to see and catch a weakness that they are fully exploiting, and they're going full bore into this, right?
Yeah, they are. That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, you know, when you look at this, when you step back and you look at this starting last summer, and and quite frankly, starting before the president was even inaugurated, you had a conspiracy to overthrow the president. You had a coup against the president by members of the government that included the DNI, the FBI director, the CIA director, who, by the way, Comey and Brennan, communists, admitted. So you've got this really happening in real time, the coup against the president. We know that. We now have all the details we need to understand that. The impeachment of the president with no underlying crime and no evidence of a crime that constitutionally meets the standard, but they do it anyway. And immediately on the heels of that, when that fails, we have COVID. And immediately on that, when that doesn't achieve the goal, we have now overt riots across the country based on a trigger, the death of a black man in police custody. So this is all a well-coordinated series of events that are meant to bring down this president. And they know that if it
goes this president in our country, John.
That's right. The Republic is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately at stake.
Yes.
Not long-term. Immediately at stake. Because our assessment is they are very far, and I've shared this with you before, they have been well down the line in achieving what they're doing. And do not forget, for your listeners, that while you're looking at the brown shirts, the analogy,
yes,
Hitler's brown shirts on the streets of Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis and other places around the country, the black shirts, the Islamic jihadis, are just standing by.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting, and there.
And of course, we know what happened, and we know what happened to the brown shirts, right, John? You know, once they were used, and they fulfilled the agenda of the underlying agenda of the higher callers, then they were unnecessary and not so useful idiots. So you just got them out of the way.
That's right, and the phrase "history repeats itself" is valid because it does.
Yes.
And that's what we're seeing right now. These things are actually happening. I think the idea that this cannot happen in America is hopefully starting to sink in. And I believe, as I shared with some folks last night, we have a great opportunity right now because many people now are open to hearing the truth because they're watching. They're getting hit in the face with a 2x4 by the current events.
Yes.
And so we who understand this have an opportunity to actually articulate it to patriots who are just confused or kind of frozen in fear or whatever it is, to get them to understand what's actually going on.
They need marching orders, John. We can't be confused. I mean, because the enemy is not confused. They're working their agenda, just as you said. It's being revealed right before us, and we got to get out of denial and see it for what it is, whether it's this controlled opposition, establishment, Republicans, Democrats, those who have been Democrats all their life. This is not your father's Democratic Party. They've sold out a long time ago, and they are all in to the destruction of our country. If you think not, just look at their policies. Look at what they're doing, what they're supporting, and also, as I said earlier, what they are not saying, John.
That's right. That's right. And we have to remember, you said this in the beginning, they are clear about what they want. The jihadis are clear about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
The communists are clear about what they want. We need to listen to the enemy, know that what they're saying is what they actually want. We have to believe, you know, when a guy breaks into your house, says he's going to rape your wife and kill you, well, in that moment, you take him at his word and you act accordingly.
Right. Kind of like the McCloskeys did, even though you've got the local attorney general coming after them and, hitting them with a felony indictment here, which is just ridiculous what they're doing to the McCloskeys. But look, at the truth cannot be not denied. It is the truth, and we have to be discerners of the truth and decide, and we have to, as you said, because they've been moving the football down the field for decades here, and we've allowed them to do it. We've got to take a stand here, John. If not, we're going to lose it all. And what kind of America are we passing on to the next generation?
That's right. It's time to fight. UTT is leading the way. We are encouraging people to get into the fight. We can help you. We will train you and teach you how to identify these networks at the local level and dismantle them. So understandingthethreat.com. Join us.
John Guandolo right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Each year, the Tide Ministry workers receive an influx of requests for literature about Christianity from radio listeners in India. By March this year, they'd already sent out more than 1,700 gospel-centered, life-transforming literature packets to people in India who want to learn more about Jesus. In a country where a huge number of people live in poverty, you might expect to receive numerous requests for things like food, clothing, and shelter. But the responses we receive from listeners in India rarely include such requests. Instead, listeners overwhelmingly ask for spiritual guidance. Fortunately, that's a need we can meet through correspondence and Christian literature in their own language to help them find true hope in Christ, who offers eternal living water for dry, thirsty souls.
To learn more about the spiritual thirst in India and how the Tide Ministry is pointing people throughout India to Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning suggesting delaying November's presidential election because of the pandemic rather than allow mail-in voting as an option. The president tweeting this morning that that would lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The president said the election should be delayed until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Political analyst Greg Valliere says no president has the constitutional authority to delay a presidential election.
The president does not have authority to do this. The House of Representatives controls the logistics of an election, and it's pretty unlikely that they would agree to delaying this election.
He was speaking by phone to CBS this morning. The government says the nation's economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history in the year's second quarter. The Dow's been down over 300 points this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Danny Gokey has captured our sentiment exactly. Do not lose hope. We just haven't seen it yet. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of craziness and chaos on the streets of America today. But really, relatively, it seems like a lot. But when you break it down, it's probably less than 1% of the population is creating all this havoc. A mere fraction. And this is why it's so important that the silent majority, wherever you are, it is time to stand up for these values that we hold so dear here in America. This breaking news just received. Herman Cain, the 2012 GOP presidential candidate and businessman, has passed away at the age of 74. He's a victim of COVID-19. He was recently, not that long ago, at a Trump campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who he co-chaired the Black Voices for Trump, and tweeted a photo of himself without a mask at the event. Of course, this even adds more controversy of wearing a mask, not wearing a mask. But sadly, 999, the one and only Herman Cain, who I met here just recently in Nashville, Tennessee, earlier in the year as COVID-19 was breaking out across the country. What a gentleman and a class act. Sorry to hear the news, and our condolences to the Cain family. Pete Sepp joins us right now, and we are going to discuss. You know, will Democrats have a convention revolt on socialized medicine? It would seem that the Bernie Sanderites are lining this up, teeing this whole situation up for this convention. That's if they even have a convention. Pete, what do you say?
I have to agree, Bill, and let me just pause and say Herman Cain was a great advocate of reforming our nation's tax system. He'll be sorely missed, and we can only hope that we can carry his legacy on and work for limited government and against things like this Medicare for All plan. You're right in that the stage has been set indeed for a convention fight. The Democratic National Committee's panel of platform committee members rejected Medicare for All by a very strong vote on Monday, 125-36. That means it will not be in the official platform. However, the delegates to the convention get their turn on whether to vote the entire platform in. There are 4,000 of them. Mm-hmm. And according to the Wall Street Journal, at least 600 of those 4,000 delegates have already said they're voting no on this platform if it does not include Medicare for All. And mm-hmm. right now it doesn't.
Well, we're talking with Pete Sepp, the president of the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, what about all the candidates that raised their hand saying that they would offer Medicare for All, including immigrants?
Yes.
Illegal immigrants, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yes, and of course there is a great deal of pressure on Joe Biden to move to the left and endorse this plan. Biden has resisted that somewhat because, after all, he was the co-architect of the Affordable Care Act, which is nicknamed Obamacare. He had said in some of the candidate debates that we just need to make Obamacare work better, perhaps offer what's called a public option, in other words, a government-funded health care option for those who can't get health insurance in any other way. I think that Biden is going to be under great pressure at the convention to move to say more in support of Medicare for All. And of course, there's this notion fueled by the mainstream media that the American people dramatically support Medicare for All. And that's not really the case. When you mm-hmm. dig down into the polling, when the initial results of the polling say that more and more Americans, even those identifying themselves as Republicans, support Medicare for All, once you get into the data, you realize it doesn't hold up. The Kaiser Family Foundation's poll is the one that magazines and online outlets like Salon refer to in saying there's an overwhelming majority of people who want Medicare for All. But if you read Kaiser's poll, here I'm quoting from it, KFF polling finds public support for Medicare for All shifts significantly when people hear arguments about potential tax increases or delays in medical tests and treatment. And that's exactly what Medicare for All means. Trillions of dollars in tax increases, delays in medical treatment, just like we see in Canada and the United Kingdom and other socialized medicine systems, the support starts falling off. And there is this notion misheld among the American people that their insurance would be untouched by Medicare for All. They could keep the insurance they have through their employer or their health savings accounts and their high deductible insurance plans. Not true. Medicare yeah. for All wipes all of that out. And once people understand that, they say, well, I don't support this any longer. I think exactly. the Democratic Platform Committee realized that when people look under the hood of this vehicle, they'll find it's a lemon. And they right. don't want to have to explain that to mainstream voters.
Yeah, Pete, when was the last time we were told that we could keep our doctor, right?
Yes, and of course, how ironic that the Washington Post gave President Obama four Pinocchios in its fact check of that claim when he said it, because that is not what happened under the Affordable Care Act. And that was, of course, a rather comparatively mild version of mm-hmm. socialized medicine.
Exactly. Just like it wasn't going to be a tax, right? Until it became yeah. a tax. Thank you very much, Justice Roberts.
Yes, exactly. And even by the most conservative estimates, the fiscal impact of Medicare for All would increase current federal spending. And by current, I mean non-COVID related, just the baseline, 70%. And it could go way higher than that. Other estimates say federal spending would double over and above anything that we are currently spending on COVID-19 relief and recovery. That means huge middle class tax increases. You cannot get that kind of money by going after the 1% and raising their taxes. It means things like a European style value added tax. It means payroll taxes that are far higher, 50% or more than what American workers and their employers are paying now.
Well, our medical profession has already experienced a huge hit, philosophically, operationally. I think maybe after the dust settles regarding the lack of preparedness for COVID-19 and this pandemic, you might be able to pull out some conclusions that they dropped their guard, understandably, because of the effects of the so-called Affordable Care Act, those unintended consequences that, you know, that's not being reported that we don't want to talk about right now.
Yeah, exactly, Bill. And, of course, when you think about it, some of the solutions that are being proposed in response to the millions of Americans who've become uninsured are exactly wrongheaded, moving us in the direction of Medicare for All. There's a bill called the Medicare Program Crisis Act, which would essentially open the Medicaid and Medicare programs to all of these millions of uninsured Americans, basically making the expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare far, far worse, extending the same kinds of promises of massive federal support for the Medicaid expansion so that states would consider themselves off the hook. But that bill is always going to come due either from state taxpayers or federal taxpayers. And Medicaid has been shown by government studies to provide inferior care anyway for the price. We don't want to actually ramp up a program like that. We want to do what we know works. Market-based, individual freedom-based health care. And fortunately, there are alternatives to Medicare for All that will do just that. It's why NTU, my organization, is part of a larger coalition called the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine. We're not just against government-run health care. We're for individual
Pete, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Pete after this.
Business owner, and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Package starts at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Pete Sepp, the president of the nonprofit, nonpartisan National Taxpayers Union, Government Affairs, Public Relations, and Development Activities. Pete also oversees strategic planning for NTU and his staff and supervises the research and educational operations of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. Pete, we thank you, you know, for your time. We appreciate you coming on the show. And, you know, breaking down, you know, this issue in terms of, you know, Medicare for All, the question that I've had from day one is that originally the predicate of all this was that there was this, you know, 30 million people that were without health insurance. Most of them, not most of them, but a good percentage, maybe a yeah, I don't know, 20-25% said, hey, we don't want your stinking insurance. We don't care about your insurance. We're a non-player in this thing. So you're talking a lot less than 30 million. So my question throughout the Affordable Care Act experience was, how are we doing on that 30 million? How many of those 30 million or less than, let's say 25 million for lack of argument, did we serve and bring into the fold? And at what expense, you know, because like, it's almost like a balloon. If you push the balloon on one side, well, you still have that capacity and that air has got to be released somewhere. So it bubbles out on the other side. And it seems to me that that old basic theory, operated in the Affordable Care Act, but the mainstream media and certainly the Biden-Obama regime could care less about explaining that to America.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. To mix two metaphors, bending the cost curve of healthcare really just often means squeezing the bubble someplace else. And that's exactly what happened with the Affordable Care Act. We decided, well, let's expand the Medicaid program, which delivers some of the most expensive and inferior care on a per capita basis of any type of health program, public or private, in the United States today. We decided, well, let's make care more affordable by creating tax credits for families to be able to participate in these new exchanges. Well, fine, but of course, at the same time, in order to balance that against deficit concerns, other taxes have had to rise as a result. the bubble gets squeezed again. If we go with Medicare for all, we find ourselves in a situation where people are saying, well, this plan of having a complete government takeover of healthcare will actually reduce healthcare costs overall in the system. So we're getting a bargain by having these increased taxes because all those expensive private health premiums will go away. These kinds of studies very often fail to capture the whole effect. For one, they consistently underestimate all the taxes that private healthcare companies are paying right now. When they go away, when private insurance goes away, so does that revenue for federal, state, and local governments. At the same time, innovation slows because the private sector is no longer there to do the critical research like blockbuster drugs. You don't find that level of research in other countries the way you do in the United States right now. And those kinds of medical breakthroughs actually save money over the long run. A drug, for example, costs a fortune to develop, can be very expensive when it first comes to market. But what it does is reduce the need for surgeries and hospital stays, other treatments. That's been documented even by the Congressional Budget Office. Spend a dollar more on new drugs, save $1.50, even $2 on other kinds of therapies. And so when you look at that kind of cost equation, you realize that Medicare for All makes trade-offs that would probably make it almost impossible to be a net savings to the economy.
Exactly. Well, Pete, help me understand this, because the other thing that seems to be very clear is that with the Obama-Biden administration and rejecting any kind of Republican input, this is the kind of stuff that conservatives and Republicans bring to bear on the debate. And when you eliminate that, you get the Affordable Care Act, which turns out to be not so affordable after all, does it?
No, that's exactly right, because when you're left with Medicare for All or some of the alternatives that have been proposed by Republicans in Congress, such as expanding health savings accounts, allowing smaller high deductible, lower coverage plans that are more affordable to be purchased in the marketplace, when you eliminate all of those alternatives, you're left kind of with this public option, building on the Affordable Care Act while preserving some semblance of private insurance, but also creating a new government-funded alternative on the side. That's not going to serve taxpayers a whole lot better. And I think that's where Joe Biden will likely land in his own campaign, presuming he does become the nominee for the Democrats for president.
Well, what we experienced with the Affordable Care Act was that you took health care and you spread it out. And in spreading out, you ended up compromising the quality of health care. People, yes, more people may have had access to health care, but at the end of the day, they probably had more access to a health care card. It was just a card. It wasn't really insurance, because when you went to go and enact it, the hospitals, the doctors were ill-equipped. You had doctors heading for the exit, retiring at record numbers. People just saying, look, I'm not going to participate in this. I'm not going to accept the Affordable Care Act any longer. So all of this had a huge effect, not to mention, you know, the long-term potential consequences of these research and developers of healthcare, these think tanks that need to have research dollars. They need to feel like they're going to have a fair chance to win, and their creativity and all their effort is going to be rewarded. And the Affordable Care Act, for the sake of trying to make it, allegedly, as they say, affordable and offer this ruse of, health care for everybody, this thing fell flat on its face. If it had any merit whatsoever, it could have withstood the headwinds of, the political debates that were going on, Pete, but it fell on its face because it couldn't sustain itself.
Yes, that's exactly
right.
Yes, it does. And some of the very same disincentives that the Affordable Care Act created can seep its way into other parts of the system if we're not careful. I mean, look at the executive orders, for example, that the president just issued regarding importation of prescription drugs and creating effectively an international pricing index for some Medicare drugs that would link the price we pay here to those that price-controlled socialist countries pay. Well, that's a wrong-headed approach because it will cut the incentives for research and development that have created so many of these breakthrough cures. Again, no other country in the industrialized world can boast of two things with drug development. 90% or more availability of all the blockbuster drugs for cancer, heart disease, what have you, and 90% utilization of generic drugs that help to cut costs. That's the kind of balance between accessibility and affordability for drugs that no one else has. And if we get rid of that in this country, either through Medicare for all or through unwise price controls imposed by executive order, I don't know if that can be replicated anywhere else in the world. Patients lose out here, but everywhere else.
Well, the other thing that we have hitting us in the face right now as a result of COVID-19 is this debate over hydroxychloroquine and these other forces that want remdesivir, and then you realize there's political attachment to some of these drugs. I mean, it's the old axiom, Pete, just follow the money. And you start seeing this stuff, and you go, wow, I mean, is there anything in our country that is not corrupt and self-serving to some of these bureaucrats?
Yeah. That's unfortunately true in many cases. And of course, now is the time when we can least afford that kind of political gamesmanship. I think the administration has done a good job in clearing out some of the regulatory roadblocks to things like telemedicine, to interstate and intrastate licensure. Many states are following suit in that direction. We still have a long way to go, and equally important, we have to make sure we're not creating new hurdles at the same time.
Yeah, I think going back earlier, you know, we talked about Herman Cain, may he rest in peace, is one of the things that he was a proponent of was allowing, you know, insurance companies to operate across state lines. I mean, to me, that's low-hanging fruit. Why that hasn't been enacted, you know, after all this time, especially under this new administration, remains a mystery to me. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. There are experts who disagree on the level of price reduction and availability that allowing more insurance to be sold across state lines could provide, but it's very difficult to see the harm in such a proposal. Especially at a time like this, we should be employing every policy tool possible to give people options for coverage as well as access to treatments and cures. This ought to be one of them.
Well, this is the problem. When you get government involved, it seems with the government comes complexity. It comes the bureaucratic operatives that need to come along with it, which, you know, add to the expense and, unfortunately, the inefficiencies along with it. Pete Sepp, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for, you know, coming on the show and breaking this down. And, hey, we'll keep an eye. It's going to be a three-ring circus here with the Democrats fighting over this concept of Medicare for all, right?
It certainly will, and it was a pleasure to be with you.
He is the president of the National Taxpayers Union.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99 or 50 disposable masks only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for